Now, let's hear about the other health news that we have for you from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Tudor. I appreciate it. It's good to see you.
Well, thank you for coming on here to break this because you have big news. I think that we all thought that there was nothing that could be done about the COVID-19 vaccine and those people who have been injured by it, but you are actually suing Pfizer. Is that right?
That's correct. And actually, you're the first person I've talked to since we filed our lawsuit today. The federal government long ago, back in I think the 80s, passed a law that gave protection to pharmaceutical companies when they provided vaccines. There's no liability, complete protection. However, under state law, they don't have those same protections. We have a Deceptive Trade Practices Act, and that's what we're suing them under, arguing that they did not tell our consumers in Texas the truth, and therefore there are damages because they didn't tell the truth about the effectiveness or the potential side effects of the vaccine.
And we were just talking, something you said really struck me. You said, I noticed that when they were pushing it really hard and they were saying, we're only safe if we all get it, even though historically we're safe if we get it, then we shouldn't care about what everybody else is doing. That was kind of that first red flag that was raised for you. But the real kicker here is that they said it was something like 95% effective. And then people who got the vaccine were getting sick right away, right? That's what you're suing them.
Because we think the number 95% was not a true number. It wasn't an accurate number. It wasn't a reliable number. And they knew it. That's our argument. They knew that it wasn't a reliable number. And therefore, they misled consumers about the effectiveness. So people are making healthcare decisions that are pretty important. And they're taking on a vaccine that hasn't really been tested. And we don't know the long-term effects. Yet they knew some of the potential side effects. And they knew that it wasn't 95% effective. And so people are making their decisions based on believing that Pfizer is telling them the truth. And of course, then the Biden administration came in and started threatening people with their jobs. And we had other, you know, cities and states doing the same thing, forcing people to get this vaccine. And it was based on false information. And that's a real problem because it has long-term consequences for consumers in Texas.
What could be the outcome of a lawsuit like this?
Well, for us, it's for every violation, which potentially is every time they lied or every time it affected a consumer, it's $10,000 per violation. That number can add up pretty fast because since we have, you know, 30 million people. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I think we've got a legitimate chance of at least getting more information about what they actually what they actually knew at the time and what they told consumers at the time. And if those were not true, there are damages associated with that.
Have you talked to any other attorneys general about this?
Not directly because we wanted to make sure Pfizer didn't know before we filed what we were going to do. So a lot of times when you're filing a lawsuit, you don't want to talk about details. I have just generally talked about this with some attorney generals. So look, I'm hopeful that other attorney generals will look at this, whether they're no matter what their party, because this had an impact. It was used as a political tool. It should never be that healthcare decisions are political. They should be completely based on what's good for that individual. And it should be determined by that individual along with as many, you know, medical advisors as that person thinks is necessary to make a good decision.
So if they end up having to pay these fines, do the people that were affected actually see that money?
So what they would have to do is then sue on their own behalf, showing what how they were damaged. This goes back to the state of Texas. It goes back to the legislature to decide how to use that money. So, you know, potentially it could go back to them. That would be a legislative decision. My job is to sue them for breaking Texas law, violating Texas law, get the money, and then return it to the legislature to determine how that money then is to be used. But I don't make that decision.
Once, if this goes the way that you expect it to go, because, I mean, I think we all feel like, man, the pressure was so intense on people to get this shot. You couldn't go out to eat. You couldn't fly. You couldn't do anything if you didn't have a vaccine card. And then, like I said, the pressure was so intense. If you are successful in this lawsuit, what does that mean for any other type of action? I mean, is there anything that can be done with the Biden administration for pushing this?
Look, that's a great question. You know, we sued the Biden administration over these vaccine mandates. We won most of those cases. We won our case against OSHA. We won our cases on federal contractors. There was actually one case on medical workers that we lost at the U.S. Supreme Court by a very close vote. And I think once we get through this lawsuit and information comes out, hopefully that will allow people to have some remedy against Pfizer and potentially other people who made decisions that affected their lives. Look, people were lost their jobs. People lost their livelihood. Their whole lives were affected by this. And, you know, it's going to open up a lot of questions about our federal government. It's going to open up a lot of questions about how do we deal with this in the future when the government is pushing something, you know, at people and threatening them when even the federal government didn't have all the information, or maybe they knew the information. I don't know.
Well, do they suddenly have more information? Because all of a sudden now they're saying, if you didn't get the shot and we kicked you out of the military, you can come back. Why?
Well, I think they are starting to, you know, they realize that this information is going to come out. And these people in the military were treated horribly. I had, you know, somebody in my family that got kicked out of the military who just didn't want to take the vaccine. I had other members of my family that were forced to take it. And I think one of them potentially had a tremendous side effect because of it. But that's, you know, there's consequences of having a vaccine that's not tested, that hasn't had virtually no testing. And the federal government says, you're going to be forced to make a healthcare decision by us. And if you don't, we're going to punish you. That's effectively what the federal government did. And so did a lot of states and local governments. It's unfortunate that they were, I don't know, so decided that this was their decision and that they had to tell us what was right, even though they didn't know. They didn't have any idea, and yet they assumed or presumed that they had to pressure us all into making a healthcare decision that wasn't necessarily, may not have necessarily been the best for that person.
Well, and this trickles down. You have the federal government who was demanding this. You have then offshoots of the federal government. You have contractors to the federal government. And then you have just regular businesses that said, well, hey, the federal government is demanding this. We have to demand this. So at what point, I think in the past few months, people have been saying there's nothing we can do because of that act that does protect the pharmaceutical companies. This is a different angle that you're taking. Does that mean that eventually, if you did have side effects from the vaccine, then you as a person can sue the pharmaceutical companies? Or what does that mean for businesses who required it? Could they be sued?
I think it's going to open up a lot of questions. It does. The federal government, with that provision that says, you know, they are not liable for any lawsuits under federal law. I think people would have to look for state law claims and figure out whether those are going to be effective against this sort of broad federal law. So I don't know. I haven't researched all of the individual aspects. All I know is I feel like we have a legitimate state law that we have the obligation in my office to enforce. We're going to do that. We think that Pfizer has clearly broken that law and violated our state laws and has harmed people in my state by the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, potentially millions. And so that is my job to go pursue.
I think as people are waking up across the country to some of the things that are happening behind the scenes, that swamp that we hear so much about, they see laws like this or they read about laws like this and they think, how does this type of crony capitalism happen? How do you end up with a law that says that you cannot sue the pharmaceutical manufacturers in a culture of a massive amount of pharmaceuticals? And in the United States, these pharmaceutical companies can advertise, they can go right to your kids, they can go right to adults. I mean, they have a lot of leeway and they're protected. How does that happen?
So look, I'm sure there were some people that had good intentions when they passed this law because they want vaccines to be, you know, produced and not result in a lot of liability, because otherwise they're, you know, potentially don't get produced. On the other hand, there seems like there ought to be some aspect here of actually testing it and making sure that it works and doesn't have side effects. And there shouldn't be the ability to lie and say, well, we're covered by federal law, we can lie about it and say it was effective even when it wasn't, and it didn't have side effects even then when it did. So, you know, there's got to be some balance here. I think that federal law has some good aspects to it, but it's, you know, I don't think people thought about the consequences of that broad of a law. There ought to be some exceptions and some caveats so that these companies have to at least test it to some degree and then not lie about it if they find out it's not working.
This is like the ultimate case of gaslighting, because we were told constantly if you said anything negative about the vaccine, that was misinformation. You couldn't, people were kicked off of social media. They were silenced for this. But here you are having to sue them because they lied.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And here's the thing. You know, the Biden administration was pushing these big tech companies to do exactly that, to shut down any speech that dared to question this, even though it turned out these people were right. And they were like, they were turned into almost like criminals, and they were told they were insane and crazy and they were dumb, and only dumb people would question the legitimacy of this vaccine. As it turned out, these people were smart and they had good reason. There were red flags. And as I said to you earlier, the red flags are to me were that the fact that the federal government was pushing this so hard. And I'm like, why, if you've got the vaccine, why do you care if anybody else gets the vaccine? Why do you have to threaten them with their jobs or some other punishment? If supposedly the vaccine is going to work for you, you're good, right? Why do you care what other people do?
Right. I know that it was, I mean, when you say it like that, obviously we can all go back and remember in our minds and go, yeah, I thought that was strange. You know, why weren't you safe if you had it? I mean, isn't that the whole idea of a vaccine?
Yes,
and then you're safe from it,
that's
right?
Exactly.
You have like the bubble around you.
Yes. And that's what I was thinking at the time. You know, I ended up getting COVID before I could get the vaccine, and I took the monoclonal. It was really effective in ending my symptoms within 12 hours, and I was getting pretty sick. So I knew there was a cure. Unfortunately, the government didn't focus on the cure. They focused on a vaccine that didn't work. And so the government really let us down here. The federal government, the Biden administration has let us down because they have forced and punished people, and they were wrong. And I wish they'd come out and say that they were wrong.
So let me ask you this. If you are successful in this, will they have to stop making these claims? Because they're still vaccinating people and they're still telling people that this is going to protect you. Will they have to tell you the truth of the efficacy of the vaccine?
They'll have to decide whether they want us to sue them again. I mean, I guess. I mean, right? I mean, all part of it depends on...
They have a lot of money.
We have to be successful here. And one of the good things about this litigation is it's going to bring out information that the public hasn't known. And we're going to make sure that information gets out. So at the very least, whether we win or lose, I think we're going to win. And potentially we'd have other lawsuits. But at the very least, the public can go, wait a minute, I'm going to be a lot more hesitant to trust the Biden administration next time, or any other government entity that tells me I have to get it or I'm going to lose my job or I have to get that pressure didn't add up.
I think that's key, because we've had a lot of people on the podcast who have said we have no access to the raw data. We can't actually see what the true side effects are, whether or not they've found that there are problems with myocarditis and all these other issues. And that is scary to me. And I think that's what's scary to most people, is we don't actually have that information. So we are hoping that you are able to expose some of the data and we can actually find out what they know about the vaccine and whether or not they know if there are issues or not. But I do want to say, I think you still hold the record for being the attorney general that has sued the Biden administration more times than anyone else. Is that correct?
I think by a long shot. I think we're at number, in 2.5 years, we've sued them 50 times. So it's, you know, that's a lot of lawsuits. I don't think anybody else in the country is even close. You know, part of it is we're a big state. We have resources, but we also are committed to holding the Biden administration accountable. And there are consequences to that. They don't like us, and they've taken it out on us in many ways, including me, but it's still our job to hold the president accountable, to follow federal law, to follow the U.S. Constitution, and not try to override the Constitution and become more than a president. We have many countries that do that. In this country, we're supposed to have a president that operates within the law, not a president who makes the laws.